Wild Riding, week one, day two. It's 6:30 in the evening, and I don't like writing at this time because my head's normally been too occupied with stuff, not of my choosing, and anything I write is going to be influenced by that. But today is or was different because I was ill last night. Nothing major, just multiple bathroom visits, during which I could read some of Julian Barnes' book, Nothing to Be Afraid Of. And then this morning, I awoke with a pressure headache behind my eyes and again considered the possibility of a brain tumour. I got up, the bathroom, but no emergency, and felt like I was 157 years old, weak, fatigued, no energy whatsoever. COVID-19, obviously. I had two industrial power Tylenol pills with fresh orange, and I realised I couldn't taste the juice. It was confirmed. This was my last winter in Brazil. I sent a message to a friend about putting my affairs in order. The punchline was that I'd cleared my search history. I realised that for someone who was dying, I was doing okay. So it's 6:30-ish in the evening and I still feel rough. My taste is back. I mean, I could taste the cookies I just ate. Not that I'm making better artistic choices. I'm not really of the opinion that I'm gravely ill. Of course, I'm not. I wouldn't be joking about it if I were. But I'm not great, and I think it's exhaustion. I work 7 days a week, have no vacations, I'm always on deadlines, and I live in this 2020 pandemic world, sharing it with Trump and Bolsonaro and Johnson. The future looks hopeless, but then it often does for a lot of people. What can we do? Let's start here.